Good afternoon. Another warm one for this time of year across interior New York and New England, with temperatures surging into the mid-80s for afternoon highs. With a light southerly breeze, we'll pull in some moisture from the Atlantic, and humidity levels will be up a bit as well, especially for the early part of May. Skies otherwise will be partly to mostly sunny, and a few pop-up showers cannot be ruled out, but very isolated across mainly parts of the Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires, if any form at all. Later on tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and dry overnight, remaining warm and a bit muggy with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. A frontal system will begin to make an approach from the west tomorrow. It'll have a difficult time penetrating a large ridge of high pressure, which has been in control of our weather all week long. The result, with the ridge in control, will be temperatures in the 80s once again, although lower 80s, still a bit of humidity in the air, and an outside chance at a few scattered showers or thunderstorms. As that front draws closer on Sunday, a couple more showers and thunderstorms are possible, still mostly cloudy and mainly dry, with highs in the middle 80s again. On Monday, the front will be nearby, bringing us more in the way of scattered showers and thunderstorms, remaining mostly cloudy and warm with high in the lower 80s. The front will pass through late in the day on Tuesday with scattered showers and storms, and readings will drop back into the upper 70s. Finally, behind this front, midweek next week, seasonably cool air will begin to move in with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures will be back to the mid-60s on Wednesday and in the middle and upper 60s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of Oklahoma and far northwestern Texas. Moisture return is ongoing across this region, with upper 60s to lower 70s dew points within a 40-knot low-level jet stream. A disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, coupled with the heating of the day, will produce thunderstorms by early afternoon. This convection may grow upscale into a mesoscale convective system by midday on a strengthening mid-level wind flow. This wind flow will favor embedded supercell and Boeing structures as activity develops through the afternoon and into the evening. Large hail, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes are all possible along the leading edge of this MCS. The National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on newly formed subtropical storm Anna, located about 170 miles south-southeast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The storm is moving toward the north at only 1 mile per hour. A turn toward the northwest with a slight increase in forward speed is expected over the next 48 hours. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some slight strengthening is forecast during the next day or so, though regardless of development, Anna is expected to produce rainfall accumulations of 2 to 4 inches over eastern portions of North Carolina and South Carolina through the weekend, and swells generated by Anna are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip currents. A tropical storm watch has been issued for the Carolina coast. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 91, set in 1936, and the record low, 26, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with a bit more humidity and highs in the lower to middle 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit humid today with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly to mostly sunny skies today, warm and a bit humid with highs in the middle 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit humid today with temperatures reaching the middle 80s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, warm and a bit muggy with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, Mostly sunny and warm with increasing humidity today, highs in the mid-80s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, warm with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Breezy, warm, and a bit humid in the lower 80s. A few scattered showers and storms Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs in the middle 80s. On Monday, lower 80s, with a better chance at a few showers and thunderstorms. Scattered showers and storms Tuesday in the upper 70s. And partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler Wednesday and Thursday, with highs back into the 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.